Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, Inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. I am so happy to have you here with us today and so very excited about our guest who I'll be introducing in just a moment as we talk about the very important topic of the authentic soul and becoming fully conscious. Boy, such a refreshing topic, I must say, especially with what's happening around us that sometimes doesn't feel so positive, you know, the things that we're seeing in the news and things like that. So to be able to talk about becoming fully conscious and the direction that we are moving in is going to be, I think, refreshing for all of us, something we need to be reminded of, that there is a lot of good out there. And we're moving more and more into a conscious direction, and only good comes from that. But first, I'm Kim Zalkin, founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in the beautiful Richmond, Virginia, where I am looking out of my office window now, and the leaves are starting to turn colors, and I'm so excited, and the beauty just is amazing. I also have an office in Encino, California. California certainly has its own set of beauty as well. And the goal at Love First is to work with folks to raise consciousness one soul at a time. And if there's anything that I can do to help you in the way of readings, energy healings, or by using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would love to do that. I really love the work that I do. I'm passionate about it. I gave up my life in the corporate world to be where I'm supposed to be. And if you'd like to learn more about the work that I do, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I would like to hear from you. I also have an announcement today. I will be at the Alchemist Bookstore at Stony Point Fashion Center in Richmond, doing readings all day on Friday the 29th. If you'd like a reading, you can book your session now. She does seem to book up pretty quickly. But if you're just in the area and you just want to stop in and say hello, please do so too. Of course, I always enjoy meeting new people in person. I am hosting the show today solo. Again, my partner, Mark Lanehart, is off traveling the world. I tell you, I can't keep track of him. All the lovely things he's doing. He's posting some great pictures on social media. And, of course, next week he'll be back. So I can't wait to hear all about it when he returns. He's had an awfully nice vacation. If you'd like to do work with him or learn more about the work that he is doing, you can reach him at marklanehart.com. I would like to also give you some information here about how you can interact with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can learn about upcoming shows. You can send us questions, comments. You can post your thoughts. We love to have that. We've got some of our people in our community, our listeners in our community that do that. And we like to share some of the inspirational quotes they have and the inspirational work that they're doing. So make sure to look us up on social media. If you miss a live show, you can always catch every show on podcast through the archives on Ohm Times Radio. You can also find us on Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and also I've got some shows listed on LoveFirst.info. We've got a caller that I understand has already called in. But for those of you who would like to call in and need the number, it's 202-570-7057. Before we move into our callers, as I do believe we've got some questions or some callers that are in the queue that have got questions either for me or our guest or both, please do call in at the 202 number and we'll be bringing you on air. Thank you for participating. Before we go on here, I'd like to just also remind our listeners of our inspired affirmation for the month of September, which is, I consciously offer light to everyone I am with. And that is right in alignment with what we are going to be talking about today, living more and more from the heart and moving more and more in a conscious direction. And it was with great pleasure that I bring on and introduce our guest for today, Lindy Cowling, who is an all-time favorite teacher of mine, I have to say. I found her on YouTube along with many, many others. She's doing some beautiful work out there. She is going to be talking to us today about the authentic soul. We're going to talk about what that is. We're going to be talking about ascension and becoming fully conscious. She has so much knowledge to share with us. She is all about the divine heart, and I think you'll feel that yourself if you're not familiar with her work. After listening to the show today, you will see that that is really who she is, the way she lives her life, what she's teaching. She is a humanitarian, empathic, and intuitive channel. She's a registered member of the Association of Natural Medicine in the UK, which we're so blessed to have her. It's more than a few hours ahead from the US, and she's calling us live from the UK today. She is professionally qualified as a medium, clairvoyant psychic. She's trained at the Arthur Finley College. She's a healer. She is a hypnotherapist of 17 years, specializing in past life and future life progression, and an ascension guide into love, specializing in expanding consciousness, the twin flame union, twin flame soulmates, and the new relation paradigm. She is actually up for an award this year for the contribution of spiritual health and well-being for others. And she has, as I mentioned earlier, a thriving YouTube channel that's expected to have contributed to over 1 million people's expansion by the end of the year. She's been interviewed across the globe, from the BBC Radio 1 in the UK to the US, including, this is her third time on Inspired Living Radio, which I was so grateful she can join us. And she's a regular. She was a regular on USA's Christina Walsh's SoundCloud Surfing the Psychic Wave show since 2010. Lindy, oh my goodness, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. What a beautiful intro. Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure and honor to be back on here.
Well,
thank you,
I'll tell you. Yes, thank you so much for being with us. I mean, you have been so generous in your time and spending. This is the third time you've you've been a part of our community to share your wisdom. And so I'm just grateful you're calling in from the UK today. And there's just so much that continues to happen in the way of consciousness. I can't stop listening to your videos. I mean, go to Lindy's YouTube channel, because you can listen to those videos washing the dishes, getting ready in the morning, brushing your teeth, just like I do, and learn so, so much. In fact, I want to let our listeners know how they can find you. You can find Lindy at her website, lindycowling.co.uk, and her email is info@lindycowling.co.uk. And her YouTube channel is Lindy Cowling in the Name of a Flame. So, Lindy, tell us, you're doing such beautiful work out there, and you've got such a diverse background. Tell us just a little bit about your background and some of the work, the beautiful work that you're doing today.
Well, thank you so much for that really fantastic intro. Really, my background is I come from a long, long history, sort of many generations of healers and mediums and clairvoyants. And my name was Rose Gladden, who was the first healer in the world, actually, to be wired up to the mind mirror in UCLA and Stanford, which measured consciousness and the effect of consciousness on clients and patients. So it went down through the family, and it's been handed down to my children. So I've been working in the light worker industry really for 17 years, but really my passion, especially over the last several years really, is love and the heart and the evolution of consciousness into the heart. And really that's everything that I'm about. So my YouTube channel, which really, it is me, kind of warts and all, you know, the whole thing is a demonstration and a working model of how one can attain that consciousness and authenticity in the heart. And it's been a bumpy roller coaster, but I've kind of shared on there, well, it'll be four years in January. And it's been something that I've learned so much from, and so many others are learning so much through, and it's an evolving thing. So all the way along, as I'm evolving, that's being shared. So much of what I'm doing now is about consciousness and helping people to elevate their consciousness into the heart portal, which changes their reality, which changes world reality, global reality, and brings us into the highest expression of who we are, which is us, as you know, walking, talking, what we call the higher self in action. In other words, you know, living our mastery, walking our mastery, walking our walk, doing it, living it, creating it, breathing it. And what I'm really most passionate about is that new relationship paradigm is a huge area of change on this planet. As people are connecting in this way, they are relating to people in different ways. They are connecting in their spiritual energy and in their soul energy. And as you go up through your rates of evolution, you have the opportunity to connect with one another in a way that we call consciously. And what is consciously? It is the authentic, true you, you minus all your belief systems and programs, wherever they came from, whether it was through families or society or through structure, teaching, wherever it came from, it's the real authentic you, the diamond in the middle of the dust, where you can connect with someone without any of those programs or belief systems in place and be you in your mastery, you know, you in your purity. It sounds simple. It's a process. You know, authenticity is a process.
Yes, and I think as you alluded to before, and certainly for those folks that are familiar with your work, understand that it is not an easy process. The evolution process. That is our signal coming into our right. We put exactly 2 minutes to continue on with this fascinating topic. Evolution consciousness.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Lindy Cowling, as we talk about the ascension process and the authentic soul. If you'd like to learn more about Mark's work, you can find him at marklanehart.com. You can find me at lovefirst.info. And you can find Lindy Cowling at lindycowling.co.uk. You can call in with questions. We welcome interaction at 202-570-7057. I just want to emphasize, however, that we're not doing psychic readings today, but we do have a wealth of knowledge on the line here with Lindy. If you want to ask a question about the ascension process or something along those lines, living a more conscious life, those kinds of things, this would be your time to do that. But I do want to remind our listeners, today we're not going to be doing live psychic readings. Next week we will, so save your questions. We'll be back next week with those opportunities for our community. So, Lindy, before we went to break, you were talking about the ascension processing process moving into the heart space, living from the heart, raising your level of consciousness, and how sometimes that's not the easiest process. So when you say, you know, living from the heart, that just sounds so nice and comfortable and warm and cozy. But can that be a scary process too for people?
Absolutely. I mean, there is so much that changes and falls away from you on that journey, on that road to the heart, because as you are changing and your awareness is changing, you are awakening, your perception of the world and yourself is changing, your frequency and vibration naturally changes. And so let's say the situations that perhaps you were in sync with previously, and perhaps the people you were in sync with previously, you are no longer on the same wave band, literally, in terms of vibration and frequency. So what happens is the people around you either alter their wave band and frequency accordingly, or you gradually go out of sync and people, you know, can start to naturally fall away from each other as this process happens. And obviously, you know, as human beings, we are quite resistant to change. We're quite afraid of change, you know, across the board. And so as this is unfolding, it literally is a process. So going into the heart and becoming conscious and authentic, they are actually all the same thing. They're the same vibration, the same frequency. But it isn't an overnight thing. People come at this from all different angles, and I always say there are many, many paths to the same destination, you know, many different entry points to your awakening, many entry points to this journey into becoming fully conscious. But ultimately, that is where humanity is heading, and we're always supposed to head. And it's going extremely well, despite all, you know, the shocking events that have been going on politically and globally and with the weather and, you know, so many people going through these huge things that are unfolding on a daily basis. The humanity becoming conscious and aware and awake is a process that's been going on for some time now and is escalating and is not going to be stopped. So I often talk about the link between that process and the process of the earth, you know, and the huge changes that are going on in the earth, almost like one of us, as in human consciousness, mirrors the earth consciousness and kind of vice versa.
Yeah, you brought up some good points. I was actually feeling that today as I turned on the news in the morning, which of course I have to make sure I monitor how much I watch of it, because between, like you said, the weather and the devastation that some of the weather's been causing, and then some of the natural tragedies, you know, in different places of the world, along with some of the violence, et cetera, you know, it's so nice to be reminded that there is good stuff happening. Now, when you talk about as you increase your level of awareness and consciousness, parts of your life start to fall away from you. I think that's like a really important part of the experience that can be a difficult experience. Would you say that in that process, one can feel kind of alone as they're going through that? I mean, when you talk about situations and people falling away from you, it can be a lonely path at times.
Absolutely. And I've certainly seen that globally in the work that I do, and I've certainly experienced that personally. And the way I like to share and the way I like to teach is through that experiential fashion, which means I live it and breathe it and do it or have been through it. And that's the way I like to teach and or model it, really, to be part of that template. So for me, especially the more I've gone into the heart, ironically, there has been so much change around me that some of that has been quite a lonely path to tread and quite isolating. But as you come more and more fully into your heart, what happens is as old parts of your life and your structure fall away, new parts of it not only just come in, but you find that you are actually creating and co-creating your reality consciously. And you are drawing in those circumstances and people of the heart around you to share in it. So to do this is literally a series of stepping stones. It's different for everybody. Some people awaken suddenly, some of them it's gradual, but it is a process of coming into what we call a zero point field of energy, a neutral, pure state of being, which is really the real you. It's the authentic you. It's the you that was hidden, really, within the human vessel all this time. So it is you at your most powerful, your most authentic, yet your most compassionate, your most loving, and it is you in the heart. And the amazing thing is when you get there, you don't just plateau. Your heart keeps expanding. The love keeps multiplying. The compassion keeps multiplying. You go up, up, and up, and it feels pretty wonderful, you know, even if sometimes events around you are very challenging. You know, I recently shared about my own life being quite challenging at the moment. And yet in the middle of it, you can still be in that heart space and that kind of peaceful state while it is kind of going on around you. So it's an extraordinary thing, and it's something that is multiplying at a huge rate across the planet at this time, you know, with it those change, and that brings up a lot of emotion and a lot of fear in people and a lot of anger, you know, as they try to move away from those old belief systems and old structures. But ultimately, not only are we on track, but it's happening, and it's happened, and nothing is going to stop it at this time. You know, it's a done deal.
Well, okay. Oh, my goodness. As you were talking, I had so many questions come up. okay. I just want to make a comment about something you'd said earlier to reinforce the idea, too, that it's not just people falling away from you, but that at the same time, you're also presenting beautiful opportunities for people around you to rise up together along with you, yeah. right? Yeah. When you're in that position, you're able to influence people in that way, in the all good ways as well, right?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. You automatically become a heart catalyst for others. So some people will hear that frequency, some people won't. Some people will spontaneously awaken and feel that in the heart, and others will jump back because it triggers their pain body. But it's all part of that process. And ultimately, anything done from that heart space is for the good and the well-being of that person embodying it, and the good and the well-being of those around them. In other words, actions taken from the authentic heart are kind of on that trajectory of divinity, really. It's a divine energy. It's a pure energy. It's a loving energy. It's a healing energy. There is no bad that comes from the authentic heart, and it is a space of creation, which means you can create from there, not manifest. This is higher than manifestation. This is creation. You can create from there and be a co-creator and a dancer in the reality you wish to dance in and create within. So you're no longer reactive to what life is throwing at you, but you are dancing in that creation of life and of the heart and of life force. You're participating as an active being within it. So it's a human literally being at this time.
But now, what does that mean when you're living from a place of compassion and you're more and more love? Do you feel emotions of anger and frustration still? Are you still human living on this earth plane? Or yeah. are you just filled with love all the time? What does that mean?
Well, there's an irony, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Okay, that is our second cue into our second break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes to find out how life is when you're living from the heart. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Lindy Cowling. You can learn more about our work at lindycowling.co.uk. So, Lindy, before we went to break, of course, the topic today is living from the heart. What does that mean? I mean, does that mean that, you know, somebody cuts you off on the freeway, you're just able to, extend compassion and love to them? Or do you still have, you know, those kinds of emotions? I hope that's not a silly question.
No, that's so great, because either of my sons, if they weren't away at university, would say, if you've ever watched The Simpsons, a Marge Simpson behind the wheel and what she says.
Oh.
Well, I kind of mirror that exactly. So what happens is you still have a personality, and being a Leo, I have a very strong personality. You still have emotions, but they are not run from the pain body any longer. So in other words, you get to a point in your frequency and vibration where your emotions come via the heart space. So even sitting here now, and I'm, you know, really enjoying this and this interaction with you, Kim, my heart, you know, it's got a lovely warm feeling in it. My heart feels like it's, you know, twice as big as before I came on here. So I'm speaking from the heart. It's all coming from the heart. And if somebody upsets you, and, you know, life presents plenty of opportunities in that department, if it's quite, you know, like a large upset, what happens is you don't get traumatized or devastated or angry for long or anything like that in the same way. You are just so much more loving and compassionate that it doesn't trigger you in the same way. So let me explain a bit what I mean. In your footsteps, on your path to the authentic heart and the authentic soul, you know, the same thing. The old way of running energy is very much through the energy bodies, and where we often get stuck is in our pain body, which is a very big place for us to get stuck in those loops, in that old way of running energy, in that old patterns, in that old baggage, etc. As you move through your journey into the heart, you find that more and more you come away from that. You get less and less triggered. It's just not there any longer. You know, you don't get triggered in the same way until eventually you reach a point in your consciousness where there is virtually nothing any longer that will trigger you, where you are inconsolable for hours, days, weeks. It just doesn't happen. You might have a little bit of an upset in some way. It may last an hour, a couple of hours, half a day, and it's, you know, you're completely back in balance and kind of what I call a neutral state, a zero point state of energy. The old teaching on this used to be, people just aren't emotional at all when they get like this. And that is just, A, that's not true, and B, how boring would that be, you know, if you just all sit there and there's just no emotion. It's not true at all. You just run emotions in a different way. Automatically, you don't have to try. In the early days on this journey, you will find you are in and out of the heart. Sometimes you're in the heart and you can feel the difference. Sometimes you're out and you're in the pain body, then you're in and out. And then one day when you hit about 70%, of the time being in the heart takes over. So when I'm talking about the heart here, I'm talking about the metaphysical heart, which is a portal approximately 50,000 times stronger than the brain or the gut or any of the way that we have been running our human vehicle. So it's the biggest kind of portal and energy generator and energy field that we not only we have, but that we are and that we were always designed really to access. The brain and the mind was designed to be a tool, you know, not to work with us, you know, to be part of that package. But gradually over a period of time, it's let's say it's been inadvertently and sometimes intentionally encouraged that we ran our lives through the brain, which, of course, causes us so much angst and disconnection and sadness and trauma and all of these other things actually is very disempowering, but we didn't realize this, you know, until recently. So again, you know, it's very exciting that now we're on to it. And not only that we're on to it, but it's not just a concept now, it's happening. These templates are in. This is now happening across the board. I'm seeing it in the general public now. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing, but it is about change. And some people are going to kick and scream against that change, and some people are going to dive into it.
Can you feel, Lindy, like as you're moving up in consciousness, can you keep going up and up and up to the point where you might not even feel like you can relate to what's going on in the world or around people's actions around you or the people around you?
You, as part of that process, you go through that bit. So the biggest learning curve for me is I was always able to leave the body, especially being a medium clairvoyant and coming from that naturally, that background. I've had to learn predominantly in the last 3 years, as part of that process, not only to not leave the body, but now I'm here, I'm anchored and I'm present 24/7. So as part of that awakening, it's people go through a stage where they go very, let's call it woo-woo. They keep leaving the body. They feel like they're detached from society and they feel like they're up in the clouds. But the ultimate end result is you bring that down, you know, into your human vessel. This is what we're here for, to live it as human beings and actually be what we call anchored. So anchored, grounded. It's not that you have to work at it. For me, it happens quite naturally as part of that process. So I am actually well known now for being, despite the way I talk about, you know, anything woo woo, I could talk for England, you know, for hours. I'm actually very anchored, very down to earth, very normal with it. And it's quite funny because people either love that or they don't, you know, certainly within the industry I'm in. People like to dress that up a bit, and I'm quite the opposite. I like to show that actually it's a normal inherent thing that it's available to everyone, you know, and I believe mastery is for everyone. You know, mastery is the man in the street. I actually brought a video out called that once. It's available to everyone. This is not just for the few. This is something that we all have within us, this untapped, beautiful resource that we didn't even know was there.
So you talk about the importance of anchoring in, especially as you move down your path of ascension. What is the best way for folks out there who might be having who need support with anchoring and being grounded in their body? Are there any tips or anything that you can offer to the listeners about the best way of doing that?
Yes, there are many little kind of tricks, if you like, that will help. So when you are especially going through a part of the process where you don't feel particularly grounded and you feel a bit disassociated, etc., especially when it's in relation to this, I always advise to do the most basic natural things possible. So being in nature is a massive one. Being around water, especially moving water, being in near grass, in parks, fields. If you are someone that doesn't have access to those things because you're in a high rise or you can't get into nature, or you have something where you can't get into nature, say, for example, a disability, the next best thing is you can actually link with nature by tuning in via meditation or CDs, guided meditations that guide you into nature, having plants around you where you're living, grounding yourself that way. Also things like salt water baths or Epsom salt. Grounding you again, some semblance of normality. The biggest let's say, well, I call it mistake people make is when they're opening up in that way, they just can't get enough of it. So they kind of let go of everything, let's say normal and grounding. And again, that is part of it. I mean, I did the same. My friends that are in the heart, they kind of went a little bit that way as well. What you need to do is remember you're a living human being that is designed to be living here. Okay, we're going to be living here in a higher version of reality. We're going to be living here as co-creators in the heart, but we're still living here as humans on planet, you know, collaborating and co-creating with Earth, and Earth collaborating and co-creating with us. So we have to be here present, walking about solid. So nature, doing some ordinary grounding things, down to earth things that make you, well, remind you really that yes, you are human. And you know, there's lots of teachings saying, you know, we're not really the human body. That was a really hard one for me to learn. My body was screaming at me for years before I finally got the message, actually, I am in the human body, and my human body is very important to this process as well. Otherwise, I can't anchor it and I can't actually be here. You know, I'm going to be off planet. Mm. And so that's an important thing, you know, the whole thing combined, you know, mind, heart, body, mind, body, spirit and soul. It's the whole combination that is the walking, living embodiment of the authentic soul, really, in the authentic heart. And now, the process is available to everyone, absolutely everyone.
Now, have you the experience about moving forward and raising up in consciousness, etc., as you do that, does it become more and more evident who isn't living let's say in this way around you? Does it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's quite funny because at first, when you're not completely in the heart, you get a bit judgmental about that. But after a while, you just get so relaxed about it, and you realise we've all gone through that. We're all where we're at, and all you can do, well, really, at that point, you're feeling so loving and compassionate towards everyone and everything that you just accept that everybody's at where they're at. They're going through their process. Some people on a soul level will not choose to go into the heart, and they never wanted to choose it even before they incarnated on the planet, and millions of others, or, you know, billions of others will. And so, you know, you can clearly tell who is coming from a place of, let's say, their truth and authenticity, clearly, and who isn't. And it's quite funny. I mean, you can tell it just on the news channels, you can tell it on the programs, you can tell it in your real life, you know, the people you're interacting with, family, right. Which again is, the more authentic you become, people are either drawn to that or they are repelled by it, because the more authentic you become, it shows up the inauthenticity in others.
Oh my goodness, what an interesting conversation. And just as we're there, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us as we continue on with our guest, Lindy Callis.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they recycle it to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Lindy Cowling. So, Lindy, we went to break and we were talking about some very interesting things as it relates to the ascension process. So do you want to continue with your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, basically, as you become more and more the true vibration of spirit, the true vibration of soul you are, in other words, authentic. That's what the authenticity is. It's not that you've been going around lying all your life, but you haven't had the realizations of the truth of what you are at heart. As you become more like this, you are able to see quite easily where other people are in their process. And if they are coming from that space of authenticity, or if they're not quite there, or if they're completely inauthentic. Now, there is no judgment on that because we all go through that process and we are where we are. But what you will find is the brighter that heart energy you have, the more of that love energy you have, it has this two-way effect. You know, people either open up around you like this catalyst effect, or they jump back, because the reason they're jumping back is not really anything personal, but it reminds them of the inauthenticity within themselves. And so some people will embrace that, realize it, and go on that inner journey themselves, and others just won't understand it, and they will project onto you kind of their fears, their doubts, all these kind of things, and not even realize why they're doing it or where it comes from. When that used to happen to me in the early days, I used to be quite shocked about it, but now, to be honest, I'm so used to it. And really, anyone that is on that journey of the heart, it's just a byproduct of it. So it is an amazing journey. Yes, it is change is challenging. It can be shocking sometimes, you know, the changes that you do have to go through in your life on that journey. I mean, if anyone had said to me, you know, several years ago when I started fast tracking through this, and obviously my way of fast tracking through it was meeting a twin flame, and that really started me on this really fast track into the heart. I never would have believed them. I didn't know anything about that until it's kind of happened to me. And what happens is it happens to you, but then you, what we call, become the embodiment of your own heart energy. So if you ask me what heart energy is, it's purity, it's pure consciousness. If the nearest emotion we can get to that is love and joy, I mean, it's that vibration. And yes, you're a living, working human being. You know, you do all the things that normal human beings do, but you are coming from and radiating that state of love in your heart 24/7. It doesn't switch off anymore. Whether you are in a relationship, not in a relationship, completely on your own or around other people, whether you're going through really trying circumstances, and life sometimes gives you plenty of opportunities to show you trying circumstances. We just have to look at what's going on at the moment to see that. And yet you will hear miraculous stories come out, even out of those situations, miraculous stories of courage, of love, of humanity. And, you know, it's a strange thing with humanity. Sometimes we're seen at our best when things outside us are at their worst. You know, we really do show that heart of us and who we truly are. So, like I say, it's an amazing thing, an amazing process that has been available to us for a long time, but this is really the first time in kind of living memory where it's happening en masse now, and it is happening en masse. I can tell you from the work I do, I'm seeing it happen, which is terribly exciting. That's why I love what I do, to be at the forefront of seeing that happening and be involved in it and be reworking these consciousness templates. Well, it's amazing. And like I say, a few years ago, I would have never believed it myself, but this is where we're at. And again, it's available to everybody. It's not for just a few people. It's for everyone.
And now, earlier you said this is the direction that we're heading and nothing is going to change that.
Yeah.
Are there any, in your experience, negative energies, and certainly not to change the direction from a positive thought to a negative, but just looking at the opposite end of this, are there negative energies out there that are trying to curb this from happening?
Oh, totally. I mean, I could talk all day on that one. I come from a long background of the awareness of that. And personally, in my own life, have been heavily, heavily, under attack by those, very entities and beings to try and stop me, A, from getting into the heart, and B, from being part of that template, and C, for taking it out into the media. What I can say is, that agenda, which has been here for a very long time, and many, many other people speak on that, is in its 11th hour. And so, again, this process of going into the heart, I can assure people it cannot now be stopped. It's gone too far. We've reached that tipping point in humanity where enough people have that awareness within them that it's tipped over to the general public. So it's that 100 monkey syndrome. If you get enough people going into a certain concept of consciousness, a certain state of awareness, it tips over to the general population. And that has now happened. So what I would say is the fearful things that we sometimes see going on around us, don't get caught up in the drama and the frenzy of it. Try always to go into the love, into the heart, into the humanitarian side of it. Because what happens is if you jump into the fear and the rage and the fury and that side of it, it takes you further away from love and it takes you further away from your heart. And actually, it takes you further away from being able to do something about it. I don't agree that just sitting around radiating love is gonna heal the world. Sometimes it takes coming from that trajectory and some loving kind of action to change the world. But coming from the heart is the way to go. And it's the way that changes your reality and the reality on this planet. So if there are circumstances around you that are very fearful, don't buy into the propaganda. Use your discernment. Use your gut feeling. Use your intuition. And come from the heart. On any decisions you make, always come from that loving space of compassion and joy. And if you can't feel those things, then just trust. You know, if something's happening in your life and you just can't access those emotions at the moment, then just trust that it is there and it was always there. And the truth and the being of who you are is there and was always there. Sometimes we have divine amnesia and we can't find it, but it is there. And we are coming into a time now where we will all be able to access that if we wish to.
Oh, and that is such a beautiful message to hear for somebody who's listening who, may not be in the line of work that you are in or I'm in, and they want to move down this path of living life from the heart. What's the best place to start for them?
Always start with you. Start with you. Come into relationship with you. Everybody looks outside to externalize it, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we learn so much from people around us and all of those reflections and projections, and it's all part of it. But to really come into your heart, it always starts with you and it always ends with you. Who are you? Who are you in relationship with you? Do you love yourself? If you don't love yourself, where did that come from? Start really digging deep into looking at who you are, where you're at in life, what changes you can make internally first, because the internal changes you make in your awareness changes your external reality. It's that way round. We often think, oh, we take the action first and then the internal will back it up. But that doesn't kind of work, or it doesn't work for long. Ultimately, the journey always started with you. It started with you before you even arrived here. You find that out again as you go along, and it will end with you. And that's the ultimate gift of all, is to not just fall in love with yourself, but realize that you are love. And it sounds so corny, but it's the highest frequency and vibration you will ever encounter. It's that bliss, it's enlightenment, it's everything, and no one and nothing can take that away from you. It's inside each and every one of us, even those that you would look at and think, well, we're going to have to dig deep to find it there. You know, it is there. It's there. Believe me, it's there. It's, you have to see the divinity within everything to experience it within yourself. But it starts with you. So look at yourselves, your lives, where you're going, where you've been, where you'd like to go, and come from that space of the heart. It, once you make that commitment on a soul level to go there, believe me, it will unfold. Your higher self will hear it. It will hear the call. The soul will say, hallelujah, you know, they're listening, they've heard it. And you will be guided by your own instinct, your own intuition, where to go, what to listen to, what will help you along in this unfoldment. Sometimes it's watching things on YouTube. Sometimes it's reading things. Sometimes it's attending groups. Sometimes it's like-minded people. You know, there are many, I always say there are many paths to the heart, but it always starts with you and it always ends with you. And the most important relationship you can have on this planet is the one with yourself, you know, because that's the one you start with and that's the one you'll leave this planet with. It's all about you and it always was, not in a narcissistic way, in the most loving way possible. It's you, your imagination, your perception, your reflection, your experience, your reality. And how you get the ultimate out of that is you go on this journey into the heart and become a creator, not just a manifester of your reality, not just a reactor to life, but a dancer in life. You dance with that co-creative life force. You realize that you are intricately connected with that, with life, and with life on this planet.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful way to end this hour here. Perfect timing. Lindy, thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing such a beautiful message with our listeners and reminding us that it's available to all of us, living from the heart of the family. All of us. Until next week, have a beautiful week and night.
Thank you.